Welcome to the Scribus tutorial. My name is Craig Maloney. In this series, I'll be describing the basics of using Scribus. Scribus, as you may know, is a very powerful desktop publishing program. It's open source and cross-platform, so you can run it on Windows, Macintosh, and Linux computers. We'll continue our example of a newsletter. This is the newsletter for the Friends of the Majestic Maple Library. It's a letter-sized newsletter with a single sheet. Let me show you the sketch, just in case you forgot what the sketch looks like. Hold on here. So in this next section, we'll work on the announcements portion. The announcements portion will be right underneath the title, which we did in the previous series. So if you want to check out the title series, go to the previous tutorial, because that's where it is. So to begin, I will create a text area. Now, instead of in the previous series where I did the text area as a over on the right-hand side and I had the image over on the left-hand side, I'm going to create the announcements in this whole area. And the way that I'm going to create the announcements is I'm going to use the story editor. The story editor is incredibly powerful and uses style sheets. Now, if you're not familiar with style sheets, they may be a little bit confusing at first, but trust me, style sheets are incredibly powerful and a very, very effective way for editing your text. So what I will do is I will create a new style sheet. So if I click on New, I can then put in a new style sheet. And what I will do is I will create a 24-point font for the title, and I will name this style title. Okay. So I can click on that and type in announcements. Let me click on that again because I forgot to do one thing, and that is to center. I want that to be centered. So that will show up as centered. Now, as soon as I hit enter, I've got a new section and a new style sheet that I can use. So let me edit another section, another style sheet, and I will call this normal text. So as you can see, I'm over on the left-hand side, and I have my normal text. Now, I'm going to copy over some text from another document here. So please be patient. I'm just bringing the VI up. Copy that, then I can paste that in here. Whoops, style sheet managed to get changed over. All right, so I have my text. Now I can just keep on typing in all this text without too much difficulty. The nice thing about the story editor is that you can just keep on typing and keep on typing and not have to really care about the formatting until you're all set. So I can check out how it looks right off the bat by clicking on Update Text Frame and then Exit. And there's my announcements. Or what I can do is I can also save the text to a file. So if I want to edit it in another program, I can do that. I can also open and load text from another file, which I probably should have done that rather than copy and paste from VI, but oh well. And then I can also exit without updating the text frame. So very, very powerful. Lots of different things that I can do in here. So by all means, check out the story editor and consider using that, because it's going to make your life so much easier as you're using Scribus. Next, I'm going to insert a graphic. And will insert this graphic over here. And the graphic that I'm going to use is that of a typewriter. So I'll select that. And I will click on the image properties for the typewriter. I'll scale the frame size. Now you'll see a problem here. The problem is that the typewriter image is over the text. There's an easy way to get around that. First off, I'm going to resize this so that the frame is exactly what the image is. And then I'm going to click on the shape. Under shape, I have various options, but the one that I'm really interested in is text flows around frame. So by clicking on that, automatically I have a centered announcements, and I also have my text wrapping right around that image. So again, incredibly powerful. If I want to pad it off just a little bit, I can do that. So then I have a little bit of padding over on the right-hand side of my image, and my announcements are perfectly aligned and wrapping around the image. So again, a couple of points to remember. The story editor, very powerful. The second thing is images. You can insert them next to text frames. You can have the text wrap around them in various shapes. And again, Scribus is very, very powerful and allows you to do a lot of really interesting things with your images and with your text. Thanks for checking out the tutorial, and check out all of the other Scribus tutorials we have available. And for more information about Scribus as well, please visit the website at www.scribus.net. Thanks again.